14, I know some of you have a religious belief against laying that kind of points, and I generally would myself. But the Colts seem to hit stride last week offensively. San Francisco is just disastrous. I think the Colts can name their own score. I'm not worried about the big number. You know, you pray against about a backdoor cover late in the game, but I don't think it'll happen here. My second selection, this will shock, astound, and amaze some of you. San Diego, -3 over Pittsburgh. Kind of hope I'm wrong, but it sure looks like to me a spot for San Diego. Home team Monday night, coming off a big win over the Pats. They should be feeling good. The black and gold will play tough and lose, it says here. And the third pick, Jacksonville, -2.5 over Cincinnati. Why are the Jags favored? That tells you all you need to know about this game, okay? The line is all you need to see. Bengals are good, but their +13 giveaway-takeaway ratio is unrealistic. There you have them. Colts -14 over Frisco. Chargers -3 over Pittsburgh on Monday night. We'll talk about that more on Monday. Jaguars -2.5 over the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. The Baker moneymaker, the Rams, -2.5 at home against the Sea Dogs. Seahawks to some of you. There you have them.
Originating from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Hey there, what's going on, everybody? This is Jimmy Gage. And we are your host of Daily Noise. Daily Noise is Monday through Friday right here on LVRocks.com. I don't know what time you can do this. Join us each and every week for a lot of fun, including every Tuesday, listening to a preview meeting, plus other segments of the world in which we live. And every Friday, we've got our world famous The one that every mother is right here on LVRocks.com.
Looking for some place to host your website, or maybe you already have a host and are looking for a better deal? Then check out AnywhereHost.com. AnywhereHost.com offers 24/7 live technical support, a 99.99% network availability guarantee, and with packages starting as low as under $10 a month, you can see why hundreds are making the move to AnywhereHost.com. Visit the website for all the hosting packages available at AnywhereHost.com or call toll-free at 1-888-863-4383. That's 1-888-863-4383.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit! Oh my God, dude! It's an hour later, and yeah. I sound funky on my headphones.
I sound a little different too.
I sound bassy.
Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe maybe someone finally reset.
Like I'm black.
Board.
Hello, ladies.
No, you're really not black. I can still hear a lot of Caucasian in you.
Hi.
No. I simply am implying that you don't have as much soul as you think you do.
I will never claim to have soul. I have rhythm. I ain't got no soul.
You have rhythm. Okay.
I have rhythm.
What's the difference between soul and rhythm?
Soul is the emotion. Rhythm is the motion. So rhythm is just being able to... Soul is to make it sound good. And to have the heart behind it.
The heart behind
the
it.
The heart behind it.
So you don't have any heart in the music you listen to?
No, I don't have the heart to make music. I have the heart to listen to it because I love music, but I don't have the heart to make music. I really suck at making music. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. If you're looking at your clocks expecting something else, well, you should be expecting us. It's Spank Wagon Radio, starting at our brand new time slot of 7 p.m. Vegas time.
7 p.m.
We were just followed. We've just kind of got let in here, if you're listening to the mothership station, by a new sports guy, Papa Joe Chevalier. Pretty good stuff.
I keep wanting to call him Papa Murphy. Joe Murphy.
That's a spicy meatball.
So, I've got my own little thing there. I've got to kind of, get over.
Okay. Well, you'll take your time. Get over it. We got a lot of great stuff tonight, actually. First off, we Claude and I... went to experience a GM test drive car show. And we'll get to that later on in the show. We've got, of course, your assorted news, topics, music.
Of course.
This, of course, is this week's funky intro. Future Sound of London. So we got some Future Sound of London cranking behind me. That'll be tonight's background. How you doing, Claude?
Doing all right. How about you?
You know what? I can't complain. What you working on?
Putting everything together right here. See, I now have a new laptop, so I get things done even quicker. So
explain, because this is, we were talking about the first part of this last week.
My laptop doesn't hang as much now, and much of that is because I now have like 20 extra gig of free space.
Nice.
But
you actually have a slush drive now. Mm. A little bit of slush drive space.
Yeah, a little bit, and that'll probably be filled up in about a few months.
Well, now that I know you got the
dangerous
extra space,
level.
Now I know you have the extra space. I'm gonna definitely get you some MP3s you've been wanting.
That would bring me pleasure.
Let's see, where do we start? Actually, we've had a lot of just a lot of things go on.
Oh yeah, today's been a very busy day for us.
Today, this whole week has just been an interesting week, and I got good news, I got bad news, all pertaining to the site that I'm going to want to cover here.
We have some very, very sad news.
But
we also have very good news.
Very sad news, but I got a pretty decent editorial to put on that first spin. We've also want to let everybody know you are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio.
I am, of course, your host, Trencher.
I am the $1.50 sugar daddy, Claude Balls.
And, of course, you can join us live. We have a lot of great ways to get in touch with us. As soon as Claude brings up the official chat room... it's irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. Or if you're not really wanting to go through all that typing process, just go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. We have the webcam up, and as a matter of fact, we got new lights in the studio.
Yes,
and
new lights.
New lights and new lighting. You may be able to actually see us looking at the overhead monitor. How do we look? We look great.
We actually do. I like this.
We're a little flushed out because it is a little bright. But
there's not as much glare right now, so the studio's becoming more and more professional.
So there you go, ladies and gentlemen.
And that, of course, isn't the lights. It's our, presence.
It's our aura. We are projecting an aura of superiority. That means we glow in its presence.
Thank you.
Fabulous.
Jesus. Take some good. We got Shitty Mitty this week?
Yeah, we'll come up with some Shitty Mitty later.
Okay, so we have Shitty Mitty coming up later on. I just want to make sure. We got, like I said, new stuff, and we got a lot to talk about because of our little car extravaganza.
We have a lot to talk about.
At least three cars that are worth reviewing tonight's show for different reasons, and we'll go into that. And yes, it will be Krager Talk.
Yeah, it's going to be a good Krager Talk
show. And you will like it. Again, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Find us online at spangwagon.net.
Yeah, spangwagon.net. And now let's cover up some news here. For those of you who are keen enough to, well, first off, dude, load up the chat so I could see the chat. I can't see that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got to load it up on the main thing and go under the official. Just close your little dinky chat out, your Java-based chat. Well, we're going to cover a little bit of news. First off, if you're catching us now and you're like, dude, where have you been for the past hour? Because last week we were here at 6 and to state. This week we're now 7 to 9. So those of you on the East Coast, you know, we're here till midnight. We're here till you go out and get drunk, you know, for those last 2 hours before the bars close. So we're here for you on those Friday nights, those Friday night benders. Keep that in mind. That is a permanent change. So next week, if you come tuning in at 6 o'clock, no, you're going to lose again, in the Spankwagon sense. You're going to get the Papa Joe show or whatever else your syndicate has. We're here from 7 until 9. And if you're listening through our syndicates and they're sort of catching us at the wrong time or they caught something else, let them know. I emailed them and I let them all know. They should have caught up on that. But, hey, everybody can be busy.
That is true.
Speaking of syndicates, got a sad email.
A sad email? Does this like require sad music?
If you really want to play some sad music, we can.
What's some good sad music?
Oh, you don't even have sad music. Does this require sad music? Yes. Okay.
No, you know what? I have some sad music. I have some very sad music, man. Some very, very sad music.
Okay.
Since I get this letter right here. All right, here we go. Let's go ahead and let's...
Could you slide the chat window just over? Because your laptop... No. Not the monitor. The window. The chat window. Oh, my God. I say slide the chat window, and you slided the monitor over. Yeah, I'll have to reposition it later. Anyhow.
Yeah, let's go.
You got that sad music?
Yeah, let's play some good sad music in the background.
Ooh, well, is this MIDI?
It's not MIDI.
Sorry, my ears are kind of tuned for MIDI. Do you have this on the voice still?
No, it shouldn't be a voice. It's on... Hold on.
Yeah, it's on... What is this? You have even set your equalizers. There you go.
Yeah.
I got this email. It was sent to Spankwagon Mail. This was actually from PureRockRadio.net. And I'll explain why I'm reading this and give you kind of a little bit of an editorial here. It says, "Hi, Mark." That's me. I don't know if you guys got my message, but I had to cancel several of our shows that we carry through syndication. My ISP called me and threatened cancellation of my internet if I kept my bandwidth usage up as high as I was. So I had to cut most of the shows. We do better with listeners in the automated and request parts of our schedule anyway, but I would have preferred to keep the shows, even if the listener numbers were low. Unfortunately, Spankwagon was one of the shows that had to be cut, so I apologize for this, and I want you to know that it had nothing to do with your content and quality of your show, as I enjoy listening myself, and you guys do a wonderful job. It's just a matter of economics and keeping my station alive, at least until I find a better ISP with no cap on bandwidth. This is signed Program Director of Pure Rock Radio, and I'm not going to give his name out or anything like that, but, well, his first name's Rich. But. So Rich emails this to me when I was actually sending him information about the update to the show and the schedules and things like that. Normally, I'm not too worried about these things. And, you know, most people would say, why did you bother reading the email? Why can't you just let it go and let it drop? Honestly, this is a prime example of why we need more support from listeners in internet radio. One thing we get with internet radio as a whole is we get a very silent demographic.
I mean, right now, as it is, because no one spoke up for us, we've been kicked out of Canada.
We haven't been kicked out of Canada. His ISP kicked. It was threatening to kick him, and he had to make constraints. He had to make budget changes.
So because of government pressure.
Okay, we're doing this to you so I can get my point across. The thing is, he had to make this change because, one, he has an unforgiving ISP. Two, I'm going to guarantee it was money. I'm going to guarantee, you know, he wasn't paying for the level of service that gives you the gazillion gigabit whatever. To be honest, we need more people out there, more listeners. And I'm not talking about Spankwagon listeners per se, although it would be nice. But we need to make sure that people are aware. Internet radio needs to have more listener backbone. What we're saying is, you know, we could sit here behind our mics week in, week out. We can have the mother station here, LV Rocks, constantly doing what they do. We can have our syndicates out there, and I mean, all of our syndicates out there doing what they do. But we need to make sure that that silent majority, or that silent listener, so to speak, speaks up for once and contributes. And we're talking, you know, financial contributions. We're talking bandwidth contributions. We're talking anything that you can do to bring internet radio up to that next level. Because we can only do so much. You know, we can only throw great shows at you. We could do our stuff at you. And we could throw bad shows at you. Yes. But it really matters most that
you need to stick by us so we can throw the shows at you.
Exactly.
And this is not a disciplinary thing right
now. No.
We're just saying, you know what, we really need your help, man.
And it's not just us. It's internet radio in general. I feel bad because, you know, Pure Rock Radio, formerly Radio 306, for those of you who keep track of these things, is a very well-known internet syndicate, very well-known for playing a lot of different internet radio shows. And because of Pure Rock Radio's ISP, not Rock Pure Rock Radio themselves, but because of their ISP, you know, a lot of great internet shows have to be silenced to a lot of people. And then they have to find another outlet. Try to make sure that whatever you're listening, whoever you're listening to, whether it's through the syndicates, whether it's through, you know, the mother station here, I don't care where. If there's a way to give to that station, you know, and we're begging and we're pleading here in a way, but if there's a way to give, give. It helps everyone in the long run. It helps pay for bandwidth bills. You know, if there's a t-shirt, they have merch. You know, if they have merchandise, buy a damn shirt. Buy a hat.
Support them as well as you do us.
So support them because it's them who bring us. Now, we're not asking for money. Spankwagon doesn't want your money.
No, but what we do is we want to go ahead and help provide you with our show. Number one, we like doing the show. Number two, we like taking a stand to the terrestrial radio and everyone else to say, you know what? We are a viable alternative. We are here for everyone else.
And, you know, with that in mind, you know, it's not just Spankwagon. It is a lot of internet radio shows out there. There's a lot of great stuff, you know. And I'm also including the podcasters because, yeah, we have our podcasts at podcast.lvrocks.com, and that costs bandwidth too. So make sure you give a little. We're not saying the farm, dude. Just give a couple. Now, in the chat room, Virtual One says, hey, they sound like they're starting like a telethon. No, we're not. There's no fucking phones here ringing. What we're just saying is making sure that, you know, point out where we can help. And we're just trying to point out where people can help, listeners can help. And we're asking you guys to take that into consideration. You know, you're listening to this stuff, and we absolutely love that. But we want to make sure that our syndicates, our stations, you know, they're taken care of. We don't necessarily need to be. Claude's cheap, I'm cheap, we'll survive. But other people may need some help.
Mm-hmm.
So that's,
by all means,
that's my soapbox on
that. Help some syndicates, man. You know, buy some stuff off them. You know, it'll be all cool.
Yeah, very much so. So let's go ahead and switch gears. Let me lower the Leonard Skinner.
It's a good song, man.
And let's go ahead and also point out that on Spankwagon.net, we have another update. What we have on Spankwagon.net is I finally did it. After a year and a few months of not having them, they are back. And I teased this last week, and I definitely have already posted on the site. Spankwagon forums have returned. Now, they're not quite the same forums we had a year ago. They're actually integrated into the site. So if you already have a site login to spankwagon.net to where you can contribute to comments to stories and also do other things, you can now go to the forum and contribute there.
That's the sound of happiness.
Oh, okay. I'm like wondering, what are you doing?
The celebration of the forums returning. Everyone will be going, we.
stripe.
Don't as a stripe.
Don't as a stripe. Wait.
I figured everybody would love a good blast from the past. So we figure that everyone will love that.
Yeah, everyone, I mean, everyone has been bitching about forums, and now that I have actually brought back the forums, you know, make sure you are using them. You do have to sign up to use them, but signing up to SpankWagon.net is absolutely free. We don't charge you, and I absolutely positively do not collect your information, because I don't believe in that shit. So, you know, make sure you are taking advantage. Now, the forums are a little anemic right now. There's only a few different topics. But the more you post, the more I will understand what you guys want, and I'll therefore make more topics that that match. So I just wanted to let everybody know that. Change to spankwagon.net. So, all right,
please.
Dude.
That would make us very, very, very happy.
So what else has been happening with you this week?
Oh,
aside from your
much.
Laptop, you got a new laptop.
Yeah.
What'd you get exactly?
We talked about this. I had this in last week, but I was having to port everything over.
Well, last week. Did you have this last week?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Oh, but I was having to. I brought my old one in as target drive mode so I could play the songs directly. Yeah, I have a PowerBook aluminum 1.5 gigahertz G4 with half gig RAM. Soon, by the kind donation of Stitz, to be upgraded to 1 gig since he has a spare 512 chip from his new PowerBook.
You know what? You can't beat that, especially when we went to Fry's last week. Last week, we actually had a very interesting. We had an interesting trip, an interesting adventure. We decided on Saturday afternoon to head out to Boulder City, Nevada, to a place called Radio World. dude, it's everything that you ever wanted in a shop that sold radios. It was a very mom-pa. Well,
it was very cool.
It was a mom-pa shop. Anything you can imagine for radios, from shortwave to Sirius to ham radio, CB radio. As a matter of fact, they even had neodymium magnets, toys that, if anybody's listened, you know I have a lot of fun with neodymium magnets.
These are basically super
fun.
Magnets. One of our little fun projects we're going to do is we're probably going to go back there and pick up a couple and fulfill my wish of taking these neodymium magnets and wiping the hard drives of laptops and desktops at CompUSA.
Now, that would be kind of a fun thing to do.
I think it'll be hilarious.
Just slap the magnet on the spot where the hard drive sits and watch it all go to hell.
I think that's going to be
actually, you know what? You know what? Wear some gloves. Wear some gloves so no fingerprints get on them. No. Follow me here. I just slap them on the bottom, and all of a sudden, watch shit go to hell.
I want to see what that's
you
like.
Will not be able to get those magnets off of the case.
We'll see.
Because those magnets are super fucking hard. Super hard to get off the fucking case. And they, I mean, I had two of them slip together, and you need both hands and a pry bar damn near to get them to go apart. As a matter of fact, they could be so dangerous. I have had them pinch off skin because I had one on one side of my arm, one on the other side of my arm, and they found each other quicker way than through the arm. So they slid, and what they did is they snapped down on my flesh.
Ah, right on the tender meat.
Right on
arm.
That tender meat. You know, put out your hand like you're going to shake someone's hand, and feel that that flesh, if you will,
on the
very bottom. That's very sensitive. You notice how that's very, very sensitive?
It's very sensitive, yes.
So basically, that magnet clipped onto that very sensitive part of my skin and held on, both of them. I couldn't pry them apart because my arm wasn't in a position to pry. And if you think about it, I'm trying to pry two pieces of metal apart with my skin in between, so it was rolling my skin with it. It really wasn't breaking loose. So I had to finally bite the bullet and pull. Just pull.
What happened?
Blood. Lots of blood, lots of skin. Basically, I had a wound.
That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, and it was a very noticeable wound. So, yeah, very mean. Very mean shit. So, yeah, neodymium magnets. This guy had a little bit of everything for radio.
He also wants to point out to you, the case is not iron. Ferrite-type metal, it will not stick, so we'll be fine.
Ah.
Good point.
Very good point. I didn't think of that. I mean, I think the cages, cages are aluminum, obviously, aren't they?
We'll be fine. Well, aluminum's not magnetic, right?
No, it is not magnetic, but I'm just saying if the cage is aluminum.
I want to see what happens. I really do.
Dude, if we get caught.
What are they going to do?
Geez, destruction? I mean, they could get us. First off, they can get us for trespassing, because it seems like there's a real esoteric trespassing law. But two, they can get us for damage. I mean, that is vandalism.
Then we'll do it to one computer and see what happens. No one came after me when I F-dissed the music search up at Sam Goody on Sahara.
Well, that may be Sam Goody. I mean, well, then again, CompUSA isn't really filled with rocket scientists or, you know, anything higher than MCSE, so maybe we'll be okay, after all. So, all right. So, do we have anything we want to cover? Do you want to go straight to a break, play a little bit of music? It'd be a long break, but it'd be a good enough time to prep for the...
Yeah, you know what? Let's go to a break, and we're going to tell you about our adventure today. Let's tell them what it is so they'll have enticements
around. Go ahead and do that while I load some music up.
What we're looking at is... This is going to be really funny. You're going to love this. Trench and I today went to the General Motors test drive, where damn near any vehicle at GM makes.
Anything. I mean,
I did not see an S10.
They don't make S10s anymore.
What happened?
That became the Colorado.
That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, the S10 platform is gone.
Well, we went to go test a lot of vehicles. We tested motley crew of vehicles. We didn't just simply stick to one thing. I had some very interesting things. I got yelled at several times by people for erratic driving habits. I got into a fight with a Corvette.
You lost to the Corvette.
Corvette's not a car for me. I discovered because the Corvette don't like me either.
Yeah, it's definitely between the Corvette and you. It's a very mutual feeling. Of
yes, we don't like each
dislike.
Other.
Dislike. I mean, it's amazing.
You know, I've never heard of a single story where anyone got locked inside of a DeLorean, but I can tell you right now, I got locked inside of a Corvette today, and we're going to talk about that after we come back from break.
Okay.
This is going to be great. So stick around. Hear about our, misadventures at the test track and some scary items. We had some scary tales to tell about. So we have some boring
tales. Actually, and let's go ahead and preface this a little bit. We did, in fact, bring an audio recorder. So you will get to join us as we test drove. And you will hear.
Yes, we did.
We did get one thing on tape that was pretty funny.
You were going to laugh your ass off.
And keep in mind, no one knew we were taping.
No,
just keep that in mind.
I palmed a recording device.
Yeah, how do you palm an MP3 player?
Well,
I didn't
palm it. I had it hidden. They did not know they were being recorded.
No, they didn't.
We have like the ultimate comment by someone representing General Motors.
General Motors representative. We have a great comment.
You're going to love this.
So what we're going to do...
We're going to go to break right now.
And we'll be back in a little bit. You are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online at www.spankwagon.net.
And we'll be back in a little bit.
Spank Wagon.
Back. salant dans du vent, prends mon whisky, quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un agneau dans son igloo.
future.
Okay, bye.
Hello, pick up the phone.
Hello?
Big Bubbleheads, pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone.
All right, with that little bit of note, we want to let everybody know that the phone lines are open. Give them the number there, Claude.
Go ahead, dial 1-866-LV-ROCKS or Las Vegas Locals, dial 383-8120.
And that's how you can get in touch with us live here in the studio. We could chat about anything, really, because we're pretty open for anything to be chatted about. So we want to let everybody know that the phone lines are open. Don't forget, if you're listening to us on the Internet, you can find us on our chat site. irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks, or you can go to the Java cam and chat whole thing because, you know, it's really cool and it works at spankwagon.net. All right, why don't we go ahead and you want to load up, get that plan. We forgot to mention our engineer is in the building. He was a little late because he forgot the new time. And, you know, the next time, dude, we take a change, we'll make sure to call. There you go. So thanks for joining us. Hey, Leroy, did you get okay, great. Did you get something to eat at least? Are you okay? Is that why you were late?
We fried chicken.
All right, there you go. Hey, why don't we go ahead and start covering what Claude and I did today?
You know, I think we really should right here.
Yeah, we really should. All right. What we did this afternoon and this morning is Claude Balls and I went out to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We went and test drove a shitload
of vehicles.
Of vehicles manufactured by
General Motors,
the worst auto manufacturer in the world. Well, no, there's worse, but
there were some pretty bad vehicles we had.
Very bad vehicles. We tested out a lot of GM vehicles, and what we have for you, we palmed a recorder. Sometimes very well, sometimes not very well. After a while, we realized no one there knew what we were doing, so we just let it hang out and should be seen.
Yeah, they didn't care.
They really did not care.
I found one vehicle I really love. I found some which I could possibly live with, if I was in a pinch, and other ones that were absolutely fucking horrible.
You know, I found a lot of vehicles that I thought I would like, I couldn't like. I just could not like. It was impossible to enjoy these vehicles. As a matter of fact, one
horrible
vehicle that we drove was really, you know, how do I want to say this? It was a very big letdown. Very big letdown. By the way, the chat room, someone by the name of Venkman goes, "This show has hecklers?" Fuck yeah, dude. All right, so now we got, by the way, we're hecklers too.
Yes, I'm Dr. Venkman.
There you go.
It's Dr. Venkman.
I'm Peter Venkman. Are you menstruating right now?
What a question to ask. What a question.
I'm truly sorry, Your Honor.
This man has no dick.
Ah!
Yes, that's a good nice choice items there.
Nice, very nice. All right, so
let's go ahead.
Why don't we kill that music? So why don't you kill Sammy Hagar?
Everyone loves
Sammy
Hagar.
Because, you know, he redid that song.
You know what?
I can't drive 65. He actually fucking updated
That's
it.
That's fucking dumb.
Yeah. So I could not believe it. He actually updated the fucking song. I can't drive 65. What's next, dude?
Well, I'm going to have to get a copy of that now.
You know what?
There
is the Wyoming version, the I can't drive 75.
What do you want Sammy to do, man?
I mean,
put a disclaimer on?
Dude. I can't drive.
Please select the preferred speed limits that are in your state and pertaining to your local municipalities.
I can't drive 50 miles an hour through a school zone between 1:30 and 3:15.
I can't drive
through a farmer's market.
He's getting that age.
Yeah, he is. Well, dude, he's an alcoholic.
Really?
Well, he's got to be. Come along, glug.
Well, you know, let's be.
I can't drive because my license is suspended.
See, I was going to expand it to other items, you know, such as all being all inclusive, like, I can't engine brake in residential neighborhoods after 8 p.m.
Okay, I don't think he's going to be a trucker. I'm sure there's plenty of trucker songs, but that may not be one of them.
Hey,
all right, so what we're going to do, and
he's
we're
getting
we,
up there, dude. He's getting up money. There.
I'm not arguing that point with you. What we're going to do is we're going to play our audio, and we apologize because we really didn't take time to edit it whatsoever.
So it's kind of raw. You want to start with a good car or a bad car?
Why don't we go ahead? Oh, Jesus. Let's, and this is our opinion. We drove these vehicles, and this is our opinions of how these vehicles felt when we drove them.
We are behind the wheel of these vehicles.
Let's start out with the disappointment. We'll keep it on a good note after the disappointment. The disappointment for me was the 2006 Pontiac Solstice.
Okay, we'll get right into that one.
Yeah, let's get right into that one.
Let's go ahead. This is our live behind the wheel.
Very live behind the wheel.
Here we go.
Damn, this is tight.
Yeah, it is.
Sounds bad.
Okay, we're in a Solstice right now, the one I wrapped the shit out of my knee with earlier.
When we just were getting in to test it.
Okay, just some background on this.
Yeah, talking about getting into something that's tight.
Okay, a little earlier in the day right there, dude. I got into a test car, a little Pontiac Solstice that you couldn't drive.
A showroom car.
They said, oh, it's very comfortable for me. I said, it's a great car. What kind of engines have? 4-cylinder Ecotec? I'm like, same as a Cavalier. It's like, once you get inside, you'll realize you don't need anything bigger. I get in, and the first thing I do is go knee first into the center console
made
out of plastic.
Kabam.
I wrapped the car so hard it probably shook. And I go, ow! I screamed because it hurt so fucking bad.
And you have no self-restraint.
And everyone around me gave me, like, dumb looks. And after that, no one wanted to sit in the car. So it was
funny. They didn't. They really wanted to avoid that vehicle.
They did. But it had the longest line next to the Corvette of anything, and we're going to get to the Corvette, too. It had the longest line of any vehicle out there.
Longer so than why don't we let
this continue
play
this.
Out. Let's play out.
Oh, I got to put my seat in a little. That clutch had, like, a drop point.
Yeah.
Thank God that did that.
The clutch was tight, and then it just fell to the floor.
Wait for Goop is here to get the hell out of the way.
You buckled?
Yeah, I'm buckled, dude. I'm ready to go. I'm on the mofo.
Trencher is driving.
I'm driving.
You killed it.
I killed it. Oh, my God. That's a sensitive clutch.
Very sensitive. All right, let's go. Yeah, it don't feel too bad. The guy almost hit you, killed it, too.
Sounds good.
Oh, you can. There goes my cell.
Damn, this is just,
There was no place
tiny.
To put a cell phone.
No
this
place
is,
to put
this
anything.
This is what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be small, Euro-ish. Ish.
Europe can have it, dude. I got to be honest. I sat in the driver's side before. I could not drive the car. That's why I'm not actually going to go through with one.
Yeah, it's too small for you. I mean, I'm not trying to be derogatory.
I cannot. There is no way in hell I can actually straighten my legs.
Once you get used to the clutch and you get the carpet out of underneath your feet.
Yeah, the format.
They flip the format around, so it's backwards. So
this is a convertible, by the way.
Yeah.
That's why you hear the engine.
Don't go over 25 miles an hour, or the police will escort you off property. Hey, turn your fog lights on, dude.
Now, we got yelled at before
we got lectured by this little Mexican dude.
A lot of cars, and Claude more than me, because I'm pretty much a pussy driver. Claude fucking hammers the shit. He was getting cars going sideways at certain points.
I was starting to
We tested the Dodge. Not the Dodge. We tested, jeez. I'm thinking the Dodge Ram that we thought we were going to test. We tested the Chevy SSR.
And I was sitting there with the car in park going, ying, 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 and I got yelled at.
No, yeah, totally yelled at because, you know, he's revving it. By the way, we opened the trunk but didn't know how to close it, so we couldn't quite, or the lift gate, we couldn't quite close that.
I jammed part of it shut.
We got yelled at several times to slow down, to quit burning. Oh, no, we never burned out.
No, we didn't.
Slow down and quit
dripping
revving.
Dripping tires and me when I was revving.
Yes. So let's finish this.
Let's finish this one up because we're about to like actually take this thing out on the track.
There you go. Or not.
I don't think so.
Sounds great, though.
Okay, so here we go. We're in a staging lane.
There we go.
Now, keep in mind, the silence is because we had to hide the mic.
I mean, that's a good, nice, short shift.
Yeah, because we're coming up on, like, people to...
You don't bang your knuckles or anything.
No, you don't.
That's a hell of a lot better than a Mustang, though.
Yeah. Wait for it.
I bang my knuckles. Oh, yeah.
We shift a second.
Take off, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Wait till you hear it shift a second.
Weak.
Ow, my back!
That's second gear.
God!
Okay, let's explain. Trencher shifted a second gear, and he popped the clutch. There's a flat plastic backing to the cockpit that my seat had to rest against. He popped the clutch, and the fucking car snapped me in the lower back. It was painful as shit.
So he hits it. So that's why he screams. Okay, go ahead.
God damn.
There we go.
That's good suspension, I'll admit, dude.
Third gear's
doing pretty damn good through here.
Second gear. That clutch, rattly. Dude, rattly.
I'm in the passenger seat right now, dude, and my lower back.
Oh, it caught that vibration.
Second.
Yeah, it's a tight but rattly transmission. Aftermarket would be the way to go. Potholes!
This is definitely a woman's car.
I'm saying that, but you're right. Just like that, the ride is over, kids.
Definitely.
Oh. Now, we apologize because I know you can't understand what we're seeing.
Jesus, well, he getting in our CD and supply.
But, go ahead and let's stop this.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I'm not too keen.
I'm so verbose.
Nice.
Is it a disappointment to you?
Slightly.
Park.
Okay. Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll kill that.
Okay, so now, here's the thing. Pontiac Solstice built, 2006 Pontiac Solstice built by GM from parts on the shelf, put together, and also we'll have a brother called the Saturn Sky, which is actually, in fact, a 2005 Vauxhall. That's been produced specifically for the American market, left-hand drive. The thing with the Solstice, you can't get in and out very easily. For a convertible, you cannot slide in and slide out of the car comfortably. So you have to be careful for that. By the way, Akari in the chat room points out, sounds like a truncated autocross course.
You're damn close.
Imagine an SCCA course, but with two obstacles, potholes by flipped inside out
speed
inner
bumps,
tubes,
and that's
and speed bumps. So that's it. But everything else, the tracks were set up very much like an SCCA or
but
autocross.
There was a 25 mile per hour speed limit, which I did not obey.
Very rarely did you obey. Now, you didn't even drive the Solstice. I will say I was looking for the Solstice because, to me, when they introduced that and the Dodge Razor at the same time, I went gaga. It's a small, economical, sporty roadster. It fits in the same market that the Miata or now, what is it, the RX-5?
RX-8.
RX-5 is the Miata.
That's an MX-5.
Okay, well, either way, it fits into that market. I will say this right now. I have driven, one of our listeners, actually, I've driven Akari's Miata that was from 1991.
Miatas are comfortable.
Very comfortable, way more legroom, very easy to get in and out of comfortably, shifted nice. And that was even just a bad transmission at the time. So.
Yeah. And we have some other ones right here. Do you want to get the SSR, the first test drive of the day where I started getting yelled at by people?
Sure.
I even got yelled at by you on this one.
Oh yes, you did.
Let's take a listen to this one right here.
And by the way, Carter says MX5.
That's right, MX5. So
all right.
Don't. What are you doing?
Testing the convertible.
Oh yeah, you're playing the SSR.
Yeah.
So we're in a convertible and you put the roof up. We're in a convertible and you put the roof up.
Dumb shit.
I never saw one work before. Well, that's pretty nice though. So we have to hold the button down. Oh, you have to hold? Okay, by the way, we're in the, what is this, Chevy SS? This is an SSR. Oh, SSR. I feel like I'm just going to get my head ripped off.
Yeah, you probably will if you ain't careful.
Oh, it's got to have stop motion.
Very
low. But that
low
is nice
roof.
That it closes up. In
very
the
low roof. As a matter of fact,
nice.
When the convertible was put up, you actually felt it slide against the back of your head. It was just that low.
No, you have to go straight out straight.
We're just figuring out how to do this whole track thing.
First run of the day.
This thing feels like lumbering heavy.
All right, we're going to put this down just for a minute. Sorry for the noise.
My seat will not go back any further. I have, like, I'm literally staring at the top of the windshield. Will it go down?
Now, that's a very big problem that I had during the day. And I don't know about Trencher, but these were all mostly power seats, with the exception of, I think, the HHR that we tested. And I was putting the seats all the way down to the floor, and most of the time I was staring out of the top of the windshield.
Yeah.
These were not friendly cars.
No, they were not friendly vehicles whatsoever.
Horrible placement.
Ask him. He'll know.
Don't squeal tires.
Okay. So our rules right now are we can't squeal tires.
We can't hit cones.
Which kind of really sucks.
And what's interesting is driving through this course.
Another convertible, mind you.
Oh, that is lumbering. That's heinous.
Is heavy.
This is that convertible truck that GM was pitching to everyone.
Dude, I'm hitting the gas and it's just not going.
We got modals.
I'm gonna stomp it.
We got slow.
Yeah. Hold on. Now we're gonna take a tight turn
here. This isn't responsive. Did they dummy this?
None.
Okay.
One thing we noticed a lot, and we don't know if they crippled the cars, but GM's cars, for the most part, are not very responsive to accelerator.
No, basically, and this is my take on it. I think what they're trying to do is force all the cars to run in second gear, or to basically lug the engine whenever possible to save on gas, so they can get those like lower efficiency or those higher efficiency ratings to consume less gas. And the problem was, the SSR was not throttle responsive at all. There were a couple cars we tested that were throttle responsive. That is like you tap the gas and they go boom real quick. But the problem was
The transmissions either didn't spin up or maybe the torque converters in the because mostly they were automatic. Yeah. But the torque converters just were not keeping up.
And then once the torque converter engaged, then you had to wait for it to pause while it downshifted, disengaged, and reengaged
to think what it's doing. Go ahead and let's finish up this one.
There's something also too. You'll hear like a in the background. That's the RF interference from the goddamn shift solenoids.
Yes.
Because they don't use vacuum anymore.
Okay, we're going into a chicane of handling.
Oh, Jesus.
This thing is not cool.
Where's my traction control?
You have no is that traction control?
Yeah.
Is it on now?
It's off.
Now it's off.
It's on.
That's why we couldn't burn them out. We had traction control on.
Yeah, we wanted to squeal the tires.
That's not comfy.
Kind of rough.
Very rough.
I'll admit.
All right. That was the SST. We'll see you guys later.
Okay.
And after that, that's when we got out of the vehicle. And you're supposed to turn them off. I didn't know. So this thing like sat there for God knows how long, just idling gasoline away.
So, oh well, it's not our gas. We didn't have to pay for it at all whatsoever. We even got free food out of this whole thing.
Yes.
So now what we're going to do is we're going to play Klon's favorite.
I have to admit.
You know what? And let me say this first. Everybody who knows, we've been talking about the Pontiac GTO since its inception, since you learned about it.
Since I actually got a chance
to sit in one, which was SEMA in 2004?
No, 2003.
2003.
2004, they were blocked off. 2003, they let you sit in them.
Okay.
But 2003, I got to sit in a first-generation GTO, and I love the feel of it. And I was hoping I get a chance to actually drive one, which I did today.
Today was the day, and I will say that the feel, and I didn't really get a chance to drive one, but the feel of the vehicle.
You drove one, didn't you?
No, I did not.
You drove it. Yeah, we switched.
Did we switch on that?
We switched. You drove a GTO. Yes, we did.
Oh, man, I don't know how I lost track of that. I know how I lost track of that, but I'm surprised
Let's
I did.
Let's put it this way. This thing was so torquey, the engine couldn't get killed.
Oh, you're right. Okay, that's how I remember that one now. And right, that was the second stick I drove because the Solstice was one. Let's play this.
Yeah, this is my experience with the GTO.
By the way, for those of you who aren't paying attention, I know we'll say this at least twice in the studio. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Yes.
I'm sure we'll say it more than twice. Okay, now, Trencher, you were disappointed with the Solstice.
I was completely disappointed the Solstice
this
was.
This is a car here.
That had the power, but it just didn't have the handling, and it didn't have the feel. It didn't feel good.
This is a car I've been wanting to drive. We're going to listen to it start. We're going to see. It was just going to disappoint me.
It's a stick.
Oh, damn.
Is that seat too far back?
Yes.
Yeah, this seat's too far forward. I got to push it all the way.
Okay, this is the only time I had a seat too far back. I had to pull the seat forward. The GTO was made for
every vehicle seemed to have like midgets driving. It's circus midgets or me driving before him.
Dude, we came up on like this GTO. There was a guy, and this guy must have been double the size of me, and he had the seat like crunched up against the steering wheel. It's fucking grotesque. But I actually had to pull the seat up a little bit to reach the fucking pedals comfortably.
Way back, come here. How's the, oh, that sounds good in here. You guys can't hear it, but that's a nice, deep, low, throaty. How does it feel? That shift feels long. That shift looks long.
I can feel the engine rumble to the shifter.
Nice.
Ooh, that came out of the cross. Listen to that.
Oh. We're sorry for you at home. You can't hear everything we hear or feel everything we feel, but... Wow. It is good.
You can feel the rumble through the car. That was a great feeling.
Very nice feeling in a car.
As we wait for you.
Fucking sweet.
Now, I remember watching Top Gear. They actually called this car a pig because it was going, you know, several. Let's see, I think it was going about 90 to 100 and some miles an hour. And it was still only going at about 1,500 RPM. It's a pig, they called it. That clutch feels tight.
I'll get car sick so easy.
I'll
turn the AC off so we can
pull it. Yeah, we turned off the AC.
I gotta hide the mic.
People were driving these cars with the stereos blasted because they all had XM in them, most of them.
Oh, yeah.
And they were blasting the music and they had the AC going. And I don't know. I guess we're car purists in a way because.
I wanted to feel how powerful the engine is without the AC. So we killed the radio.
On every vehicle except for, I think, the Buick, we killed every accessory there.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, I think, except for maybe one or two that we just didn't do it for laziness reasons. So go ahead, let's play it.
I just popped the gas cap.
Did we have the stereo on in this one?
Maybe it was on.
Maybe we did. I didn't know.
No, that's that guy at the checkpoint.
Oh, always driving a new stick is always a rough experience for the person.
Wow.
That is acceleration. This is nice. Very, very nice.
The tires.
Handles, corners, it's heavy. It is...
This is fucking beautiful.
It's sloppy. It is sloppy because you really get...
I'm holding on for dear life because he's hammering those corners.
Basically, what's happening right now is you can hear the tires chirp a little bit in the background. You can hear that engine rumble. But everybody else was driving these things with kid gloves, with the exception of one guy who kept trying to fucking chirp the tires with like little mini burnouts.
Mm-hmm.
I basically was holding back and waiting for a clear course, and I was not kind to the vehicle at all.
No.
And this GTO, it did not stick to the road. If you pushed it, it would slide. But
yes, it would.
It was good handling because it was like it let you know its limitations. There was no false sense of safety there.
Yeah.
It's throwing around. Careful, we're speeding up to them.
Oh my god, this is fantastic.
I had to play Navigator several times because he would speed up to the point where we were catching up to the people in front of us, which I think would have gotten us kicked out of that whole venue.
I was basically just whipping around. Right now we're at the other end of the track probably because the limit was 25, and at this point I was probably doing about 35.
Yeah, so, you were easily
doing 35. Which may not sound like a lot to you when you're driving a straight line, but I was going through a slalom left and right with a big wicked-ass turn right here.
In love, I think if you're not...
Here's a pothole.
Potholes.
What potholes?
Oh, what potholes? You don't feel a damn thing.
Wow.
Nice. And speed bump.
You gotta listen to me rev the engine and yell that.
And speed bump. And we gotta go down the back aisle.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. Very nice. Don't do that, he says that.
I just got yelled at here in the background. Sir, how can you not want to rev this thing?
A normal driver? They're not, you know.
We have you.
You
we also have yours in here.
Yeah, so. Let's. We're gonna switch. We're gonna switch. So you're gonna hear a lot of noise.
So what we're gonna do? I'm not gonna bother playing mine.
You want to hear yourself drive the GTO?
But I will say this. I will say now that it's all flooding back to me because I'm actually tired and I have a bad shitty memory. Honestly, the GTO I am was not a fan of because of the appearance and the look. To me, it just seemed too meh.
And I like the fact it's meh because nobody pays attention to it.
But actually riding and then driving in this thing, I now understand and I have gained that appreciation that I did not have before. Pontiac GTOs, if it wasn't for the dealer's market fucking the car pricing up as they did, this is an awesome car. Everybody needs to go out and test drive one and buy one.
I will honestly tell
it's,
you
it's
right now.
It's one of the few GM products I will ever say this to.
Aside from, like, you know, I have my SUVs, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm happy with those. But, yeah, next car will be a GTO.
So, by the way, everybody tuning in, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
I'm Trencher.
Of course, I'm Claude Balls.
Right now, we're doing a little car segment. Actually, we've been planning this in the chat room. Juke's got it kind of wrong. We weren't doing this. Isn't a special show. We just had plans with a segment. But we'll get to that. Because he wanted to actually throw one of his listeners our way as a guest. Maybe next time. Because we love having esoteric people on here.
Oh, we do.
We also love having nut jobs. I don't know if he's a nut job, but we know our doctor that comes on.
Oh, you mean that's someone who's crazy?
And what did you think?
Somebody to need your balls.
Oh, well, you know, there's a reason the desk goes all the way through to the front there. Hey, by the way, yeah, Spankwagon Radio. Our call lines will be open, and don't forget we got Shitty Mitty, Mad Props, and other things coming up. What we want to play now, though, this is the last one we'll play before we go to a music break. This one, only I'm recorded on this one, but what we did.
Let's go ahead. Let's get some background on this one. Trencher was a bit more prepared for it this time. We went and after you test drive pickup trucks, such as when we did the SSR, and we also hit up a Chevy Colorado, so we both could get certified to, because you have to test drive the lesser vehicles before you move on to the bad boys.
Exactly.
What they did is they dug up the Bullring, which is a dirt track mm-hmm. up there at the speedway, and they created an obstacle course for the H2.
No, wait, is the Bullring the dirt track, or is the dirt track just a dirt track?
Anyhow, it's a dirt track.
The dirt track.
They dug up, and it was fucking awesome. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, very cool.
But the problem here is there's one thing we're going to have to remember here. We went with a you can't go alone. You have to have an escort to tell you how to drive the vehicle. Well, what happened was I went on the first drive, and the instructor / whatever, GM representative, had to sit in the passenger seat, and the trench is in the back. Trench, of course, is not able to see what's coming up ahead. So I basically was going probably about 15 miles an hour, and per the instruction right there, hit a bump. And not just a bump, actually a dirt mound, mm-hmm. and tipped the vehicle onto a 45-degree angle.
At least. That vehicle was cruising 45-degree angle. I could look forward and see everything sideways, but I could look out my window to my left and see the ground absolutely perfectly.
It was fantastic.
So, now me, I'm a pussy. I'll say that right now. When it comes to four-wheeling, the closest I've ever done was inadvertently taking Vert's 4x4 Explorer into a cornfield.
Yeah.
That's about the limit of my four-wheel driving
driven. Let's go ahead and explain this as well. When I say 45-degree angle, I mean I put the passenger tires up on this fucking dirt mound and left the driver's side tires on the level ground.
On the level ground.
So the vehicle was tilted. Which way would that be?
To the driver's side.
To the driver's side.
It was tilted.
It was up on its side.
Yeah. I mean, if you were driving it and you had your window down, you could reach out and slap the ground.
Yeah.
Easily, with more than enough arms.
We went around, and I busted everybody's fucking ass in their necks when I took I went through the little speed bump road course.
They did moguls or whatever, and he did moguls, but he never slowed down.
The Hummer was rocking violently.
Yes, the Hummer was throwing us around horribly. Now,
go ahead.
What I will say is you'll listen to me and listen to my comment about the moguls. And I took him at a moderate speed, not fast, but not slow. Very good speed, I think.
I think so,
why don't we go and play my run?
And we also have a 45-degree forward hill climb that we had to drive up and over and then had to go down into a rut.
Yes.
And you were kind of wow at that one, too.
That was very wow. Now, keep in mind, we got a lot of backstory to this one. We had a chance to take an H3, but we decided, fuck that, let's take the H2.
Later on, there was a good choice, because later on we ended up getting to drive an H3, but like on road, it sucked ass.
Sucked ass.
H2 was actually impressive, I got to say.
You know what? And we will say this right now.
Soccer moms, fuck you. You're not using that vehicle how it should be used.
I have no problem with H2 now. I have a problem with the people who drive it. And if, but unless you're using it as it's intended, and otherwise, because if you are, you're having fun. I can tell you that.
Okay, let's play the
audio. This one. And yes, you're going to hear some nice little side stories here during the course of.
Ah, but you guys got the Brooklyn.
Now, there's another guy. You might be able to identify his Canadian accent, but that's who Trench and I are talking with.
Yeah.
Go ahead and adjust. If you know what the thing is, it is hugely cavernous.
Hold that.
Yeah, I'll hold that for you. That way you know what it is.
Where do you get parts for the DeLorean? Like on Internet Farm or
DeLorean.com?
Yes, he's wearing his DeLorean shirt.
I did not bring this up at all. This shit got brought up in a conversation when we got in. This is post my drive. Trencher and I swapped. The guy asked what we drove, and he saw my shirt, and he started this. I did not pour this out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah. They have a whole bunch of stuff left over from the factory.
Really?
Yeah. Heated seats.
Nice. What do you need heated seats for, though?
No, I'm looking at this.
Okay, now check this out. I'm reading off, like, the little esoteric buttons and shit in the back that tell me the features of the H2, like heated seats all the way around. And this guy thinks I'm talking about heated seats for the DeLorean, which he's mistaken. I correct him. But I love the fact that I talk about heated seats, and he goes, what do you need heated seats for? And he's trying to pitch me a vehicle that has heated seats.
Just want to point that out. And he's Canadian.
Hey.
This back here on this.
Oh, you're looking at the thing for the truck?
Yeah, I'm looking at the options on this. No. It's comfortable as hell, though.
We're driving down into the dirt track.
Yeah.
We'll have a convention, a meeting about a month or so.
He did not want to stop talking about DeLorean to me, and I was trying to end it.
Not too bad. I want to see how this thing rides in the back, see how bad it is, because I got a Ford that Explorer just bounces me all the way around when I'm in the back.
What's the DeLorean having for an engine?
PRV V6. Same thing as the Volvo V6.
Again, we were trying to talk about
the vehicle we're driving,
the H2.
And this guy was totally interested in the DeLorean.
Yeah.
We did that a couple times today.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll say that day.
Today. That is all we had today. Okay, so we keep going here. We're going to get the good stuff soon.
Is it pretty fast?
It's not too bad. It's only got a 3.44 differential, though.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky you.
When you hit this ridge, do like me. Drive.
So low, come on,
No. Drive the tire right over the center, dude. Get it as high as you can.
Sorry, a little quick.
Woo!
Oh, Jesus.
That's pretty good. That's
now, I'm... We're sitting 45 degrees. I'm sitting with my, you know, basically, if I were to stick my hand out the driver's side window.
You're looking at the dirt ground.
I'm picking through the dirt to find coins.
You were pretty intimidated.
Yes, very intimidated.
So, never. I mean, we've done something like that, but that was...
All I've done is jump
regular cars. Yeah.
The reason the audio's shaky is because we are four-wheeling.
That's great. I got a 98 Wrangler.
That's all right.
Ah, man, this audio
got
this.
I took the right side, you know that was pretty bad.
We're about to drive over those ruts at this point.
Yeah, I think we've either hit the ruts or we're hitting the ruts.
We're about to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I got a two-train shirt. They're not great for two-train shirt. Or two-door.
Nice. I always like those. I always prefer SUVs with two doors.
Yeah.
Look at that. Whoa!
He handles the steering response very well to that.
I will say this. Driving over those moguls or whatever you call them, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, and, you know, they're up about a foot, foot and a half each. Your steering wheel does not get thrown around. The vehicle itself handles those so well.
It dampened very nicely.
It dampened, and the articulation of the four-wheel drive was very nice, and it didn't affect you as a driver. You did not get tired in the arms driving this thing around on those things.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. The road doesn't like take over.
Okay, so at this point, we're going up a very, very
steep incline.
Yes, and this incline was probably about almost triple the height of the H2 itself.
Yes.
And then we not only do we have to come back down the other side, there was a big ass rut that was dug down in. So about that time, it's like going up three heights and then coming down four and then having to drive up another one and flipping the car. You know, like...
Yeah, so let's go ahead and play this.
Yeah. Just keep going. It'll take over, man. Yeah, you are, dude.
Just ride the brakes nice and hard all the way down.
And you'll be looking out.
Now, when you're driving up, you don't see a thing. You can't see a goddamn thing.
You can't see the road. You were staring at sky.
You were staring at blue sky.
Looking out that roof, man.
I looked out the sunroof so I could see straight ahead.
You were at such a forward angle.
Yeah.
You were having to look out the sunroof to see the ground, the actual road ahead.
Yes, the horizon.
We have just gone over the top.
If you looked straight down, all you get was dirt.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Not as good as a Jeep.
Stop that right there. Rewind that a little bit, because now this guy said he had a Jeep, and he goes Jeep four-wheeling. Here, listen to his comments. You got to listen closely.
Listen very closely.
This is a GM guy that's supposed to pitch me GM.
We're gonna crank this up.
We're sorry for the audio. Protect your ears when ready.
Listen to what this guy has to say.
You'll be looking at that roof, man.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Not as good as a Jeep.
Homeboy says not as good as a Jeep.
Not as good as the Jeep.
So
the GM salesman who was trying to sell us an H2 even says the H2 is not
as good as a Jeep. So we will point that out. Actually, that was pretty much the end of that run. It just turns into just chatting.
Oh, what this does get funny. I'm gonna play this one more time and then let everyone hear your little wise ass comment to him at the end.
Oh yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, that's awesome.
Not as good as a Jeep.
Hey, no one here knows it. Just us in here. Yeah, well, we're Chrysler guys anyway, you know.
So. Oh, yeah.
I so guess like, you couldn't hear us, but what we said is he goes, don't tell no one it's not as good as a Jeep. He goes, not as good as a Jeep, but don't tell anybody that. And we're like, oh, yeah, no, we won't say a thing just between us here in the cab.
You wise ass.
I'm like laughing because I'm like, hey, we're recording this, you son of a... All right, we need to go to a break. You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls, and we will be back.
Yep. You got music?
You ain't get music?
Well, you too. I got music on the first break.
You know what? I can definitely get music.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now experiencing technical Claude-like difficulties.
We are not experiencing difficulties anytime. You know what? I think I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to play something to blow your mind here.
Oh, dear God.
Spank Wagon, we'll be back. Yeah.
Speak Wagon Radio.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Oh, yeah, we're back from our last break. Like the man said, aren't you lucky? You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah, I love it. You play songs, and then you forget to fucking hit the errors. Doom, doom, doom.
Was not me,
and,
dude.
Oh, bullshit. You're the only... You got a fucking, you know, Mac and, anyhow.
Yeah. Damn you for having the Mac,
even though I want to. All right, what we're going to do right now, we got to get to our bits. Which one do you want to do? Dead Sleb, Mad Props, or Shitty Mitty? Which one are you most ready for?
Okay, first up, we'll Rochambeau for
Rochambeau.
It. First okay. is Shitty Mitty versus Dead Celebrity. Winner moves up to the next round. Who are you? Are you Dead Celeb or Shitty Mitty? Okay, I'm Shitty Mitty.
Play Shitty Mitty. Play your Shitty Mitties. Okay, you ready? Let me cue.
Okay, now we have the Shitty Mitty of the Week right here.
Okay, now remember, Shitty Mitty of the Week, how it works. We play the Mitty. You figure out what it is. You're going to win the Jack Shit Prize, or it's the Jack Shit Award, depending on its relative worth to you, the listener. So we're going to play this, see if you can get it. And once you do, we're going to play the real song for a little bit at least. So let's go ahead and play this week's Shitty Mitty.
This is your Shitty Mitty. Guess.
This one's gonna throw people. It is a MIDI. So far, no one in the chat room has guessed what this week's Shitty Mitty is. Any guesses to win the Jack Shit Prize or a Jack Shit Award, your relative worth? Oh, we got a guess! We have a guess! Akari Sling. What did Akari Sling guess?
He guessed Get a Superstar.
And?
That is correct.
And Akari wins the Jack Shit Prize for this week.
Yes, you do. Jack Shit.
So you win Jack Shit.
I would probably ask you to have actually named who the artist was, except for the fact that the problem here is this is one of those hip-hop songs where it's a whole bunch of people.
Featuring each other. Yes. Yeah, I mean, that's...
So let's
play the real one and compare it with that Shitty Mitty.
Let's go ahead, and this is the real one.
Now this is the actual song.
Wave your hands in the air like you just don't care. I said like you don't care, not that you don't have manners.
I don't care.
Refugees with unlimited warranties.
Ah, wow. They predicted Hurricane Katrina.
Is there a problem with maids breaking down?
Like a Pentagon, strike with the forces of King Solomon, letting bygone be bygone, and so on and so on.
All right, so there's your shitty midi of the week.
Yeah, and you know what? Kind of, it's a song that has like kind of a it's got a good beat to it, you know, and you know it just it has shitty lyrics that killed it.
Horrible lyrics, but it's everybody featuring everybody else because, you know, one thing I will say, the hip-hop world has solidarity.
That's right. I read on The Onion that God gave a shout-out to all his niggas.
Yeah, exactly. So wanted to point that out. Thank you. Thank
solidarity.
You. All right. Why don't we go ahead? What bit do we have? We've already did a shitty midi. Do we want to cover mad props right now?
If you want to, I can go ahead and do that.
All right. Let's cover mad props because we're looking at the clock. Well, we don't want to rush it, but we do have tons of bits.
Yeah, no, you don't want to rush anything, do you?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the point of the show where we point out at you, the listener, and give you your
mad props.
That was the weakest mad props I have ever heard you.
Okay, well, see, I didn't want to kill the microphone.
Well, here's this level.
Mad props. Was that better?
That was much better.
Is that manly props?
No, I wouldn't go manly.
Manly sweaty props.
That's just foul, dude. That's
women trembling props.
Women trembling in the wake of you props. All right, so here's where
must be some shitty cologne.
Yeah, really. Here's the mad props for this week. First, let's give it up to Khan. He's not in the studio.
Maybe he's elsewhere. So
apparently,
Khan. I guess mad props.
Up, peps.
Better be on your way to the goddamn studio. You're up next.
Oh, really? Hey, let's give it up to Ikari.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to the Duke.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Toe.
Mad props.
Let's give out mad props to Dr. Venkman.
Mad spooky props.
Let's give mad props to Virtual One.
Mad props.
And that's our mad props for the week, where we acknowledge you, the faithful listener, because we appreciate you.
Yes.
And my music faded out before I could really get the...
It's all right. It worked out really well.
Yeah, it did, timing-wise. So there you go. So we got two bits out of the way. Do we want to do Dead Celeb right away and flounder for the last 20 minutes like we normally do, or you want to do...
Yeah, it's kind of sad. You know what? Let's go ahead and do Dead Celebrity, because actually we got a request here about my Corvette story.
Oh, I figure you could write that up for the Spank Wagon. That'd be a great reading material as a column under Gearhead.
I hate the Corvette, and the Corvette hates me. It's a mutual fucking dislike.
I agree. I mean, after what happened, and I'm sitting on the outside going, oh, my God.
You know what? Yeah, why don't you go ahead and stop by spankwagon.net, and I'll get this written up on
there.
Dude, I got locked inside of a Corvette that would not let me out.
And he'll tell you his experiences and his opinions on the Corvette, which was the final car that we checked out.
And I refused to test drive. I honestly passed on it. I did.
Pass on driving it.
No, this is not for me.
So, shall we do the Dead Celeb?
Yeah, let's go ahead. Let's get this out of the way, because you wanted to move on. Actually, no, it's a very, very solemn day, so, you know, show respect. You know. It's the least we could do.
It's now time for Spankwagon to remember those celebrities who have gone before us. It is now time for
Dead Celebrities of the Week.
We're fucking deflating over here. This week's Dead Celebrity, Nipsey Russell, dies after a battle with cancer. Nipsey Russell, the so-called poet laureate of television, whose six-decade career ran the gamut from game shows to glitzy musical adaptions,
passed away this past Sunday at Lenox Hill Hospital.
What movies did Nipsey Russell do?
I have no clue, but I bet if I can read this, I'll get to it. The cause was cancer. Russell, who did not have a birth certificate, was believed to be in his early 80s, with some internet biographies listing him as being born on October 13th, 1924, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta.
Nipsey reached his widest audience late in life, easing on down the road opposite Diana Ross and Michael
Jackson.
Wait.
He was in The Wiz?
He was in The Wiz.
Well, I think we're going to need some more appropriate
music. We got appropriate music for The Wiz? We
down the road.
We have The Wiz.
Well, it needs to be more appropriate for Nipsey Russell.
Just maybe. I don't want to hear Michael Jackson giggling.
Ease on down. Ease on.
Ease on down the kid's pants.
Dude, this is kind of like disturbing.
Fuck. This is Michael Jackson porn. You have ruined Nipsey Russell's tribute by Michael Jackson porn.
Did I tell Nipsey Russell to take that role?
No. I'm sure he wishes that agent didn't tell him to take it either.
Well, go ahead, finish the obit.
The hell, because you're dead. No, I don't know. Russell achieved his widest audience late in life, easing on down the road. With Michael Jackson and Diana Ross in the 78 film The Wiz, the urban adaptation of Wizard of Oz.
Urban being black.
Yes. Quote, the genius who created me only took care of my dashing good looks, my razor-sharp wit, and my irresistible attraction to the wrong women. He jostled in the film. During the late 40s and 50s, Russell perfected his stand-up routine working at the black comedy club circuit on the East Coast. Many of these years were spent at the Baby Grand, a Harlem-based nightclub.
Attraction to the wrong woman. See, I thought Michael was a girl, so I buggered him.
He won. No, this is when Michael Jackson was black, you realize.
Yes, I know.
Okay. During the late 40s and 50s, Russell's... Oh, I got that. He won his first major role in 1961 as Officer Anderson on the series Car 54, Where Are You? More than three decades later, he would reprise the role for the 1994 bomb starring Fran Drescher and David Johansson. Or Johansson.
Yeah.
After working on the TV series for a year, he became a regular guest on variety programs such as Laugh-In, The Jackie Gleason Show, and The Dean Martin Show. Not to mention, he appeared nightly in his own living room. Thank you, folks. He also had a supporting role in the short-lived 1970s television show Barefoot in the Park, which is based on a Neil Simon play. Your dead celebrity of the week, Nipsey Russell. He may have been about 80. Nipsey Russell. Buttered Michael Jackson. Insane stuff, dude. Insane. But I'm amazed you have The Wiz. I mean, we all should have learned.
I downloaded it before.
Do you have more than just that song, or is that the only song?
No, I just have that one. Was there any other songs?
I think the whole thing was a musical. I don't think the whole thing was that repeated for 2 hours.
I got to be honest, though. Like I say, I'm not ripping on black people or anything, but I don't like the fact that...
You don't like black people?
No, I'm not ripping on them. I don't like the fact that anything that's called urban is meant to be black, dude. You know, it's like whitewashing it all.
I will agree, actually. I will absolutely, positively agree that, you know, urban. Is...
Hell, we live in an urban area.
Well, this studio is down in an urban area. It's not necessarily black or white.
It's not a black area,
it's a city. You know, I mean, that's just... I don't know. By the way, someone in the chat room points out, so when Trench and Claude kick the bucket, do they want to... do they want their dead... Who do they want to do their dead celebrity of the week?
Actually, you know what? I actually talked about that, and I think that was an uncomfortable time for you. I said, if I die in a car crash before this show's over, like, and people still know me, if I have, like, any kind of memorial service, I want you to get up there with a beatbox or some shit.
You
like,
want me to play this?
No, not The Wiz. Fuck you.
You want me to play The Amazing Grace.
I want you to play The Amazing Grace on bagpipes and call me the dead celeb of the week.
Yeah. I think, you know what? I think I could accommodate... I think everybody else may have a slight problem with that.
Fuck them. It's not their funeral. It's mine. Fuck, man, the funeral's for me.
Fuck you, I'm dead. Give me my attention. I'm the dead one here. I'm the one who had to die. I sacrificed my life to be the dead celebrity of the week.
And please bury me with my stuff, because you know it's mine.
Thank you, Master Shake. All right, a little bit of news here. Should I play the news theme, or should we just finally call that dead?
No, I don't.
You sure? I got that news.
Fine, play the news theme.
I don't have a cue.
You don't have a cue, but
can you play? Give me some idle chatter.
Hold on. Let me see if I have a fucking.
You don't have the news, man.
I have some news.
You don't have. I have the news.
Good thing you had it in time.
All right, now for Spankwagon News. Four-day school weeks are becoming more popular and is now becoming an option for school districts in Kentucky.
Kentucky. Why must you make fun of them?
Because it's easy. Starting next month, students in Jackson County will get every Friday off. Teachers will still have to work half a day. Jackson is the fourth school district in the state to implement a four-day week and the first to do so primarily for financial reasons. Now, wait a minute. Does that mean other people did it for other than financial reasons? Think about that.
Hmm.
Think about that. They're the only ones doing it for financial. Everybody else is like, fuck yeah, free day, woo! Just pointing that out. All right, so Lexington Herald Leader reported in Webster County, Kentucky, they made a change in 2003. Not only do teachers and students love the shorter week, but the school has saved enough money to offer full-day kindergarten instead of half-days. The superintendent, James Kemp, told the newspaper, in its first year, Webster saved more than $150,000 in transportation. Because I actually didn't have to fix the bus, you know, all three wheels of it. They also were able to cut overtime and workers' compensation costs and substitute teacher pay, which saved an additional $167,000. Oh, by the way, they cut a handful of jobs, too. So having Fridays off really wasn't that prominent. They still had to cut people's jobs to save this kind of money. You know, they limited some bus routes, hence making it harder for stupid kids to go to a fucking Kentucky school. Jackson said schools will start 50 minutes earlier and end the day 45 minutes later, so they're still making up that day during the 4 days that they actually teach.
But no child will be left behind.
Well, in this done case, no child was left behind. Child was just done but forgotten. Think about that, though. You know, they're saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, we took the day off and we don't pay out much. No, but we also laid off a bunch of fucking teachers.
Yeah.
We laid off a bunch of support staff. We laid off a bunch of people. Oh, yeah, yeah, we're saving tons of money because of the fact that we don't have to go to school all day. Yeah, fucking brilliant, people.
Brilliant!
So I just want to point that out.
Hey, man, people are losing money. They got to run America like a good corporation should be run.
How so?
You know, trim the fat.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Me personally, you know, I'd
trim the fat but make an excuse.
No. We got to become more efficient.
Efficient. All right. Shall I continue with a little bit more news?
Yeah, you know, this is very interesting. I like this. What would you do if that happened to your wife?
If she got fired?
No, not fired. I mean, like, if they cut her salary and they only did 4 days a week. I mean, it's a possibility. If it works in one place, it's gonna be like communism.
It's going to be a pandemic, you know. It'll start somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Honestly, I think if they were to try to do something like that here in Las Vegas with the teachers, I don't think they'd cut the pay. The contracts are too strong here.
Uh-huh.
And if they did let anybody go, they would let people go that did not have the seniority, if you will, as my wife
uh-huh.
does. Because,
uh-huh.
you know, being in a transient town such as Las Vegas, my wife has taught here for over 6 years now, almost 7 years. And that means a hell of a lot considering they have tried to bring in about 2,000 teachers every fucking year.
Oh, yeah. And most of them are child molesters, it seems.
Yeah, apparently. Or they've been committing crimes up in, like, Minnesota.
Jesus Christ.
Really weird hiring practices, but hey.
What's the questionnaire? Do you bugger children? No.
Have you buggered children in the last 10 years?
Diddling doesn't count.
Oh, yeah. No, that I meant to say no.
Are you...
Dr. Steven Schrodenlather.
What?
Dr. Steven Schrodenlather.
Dr. S.
Dr. Steve, a professor of criminal justice at California State University in San Silas. The fuck is
Give me
wrong?
That fucking...
You read the fucking copy.
Fuck is this shit? Dr. Schoenthaler, a professor of criminal...
Schoenthaler.
Stanislaus.
Okay, where the fuck in California is that?
I don't know. Fuck, man.
Mister, I'm from L. Oh, you throw it back. You throw it back. You're like, fuck you.
Fine,
you need a fucking copy.
Dr. Stephen, or Stephen.
Stefan.
Schoenthaler.
He is Stefan.
Stefan. Jack Stefan. That's a regional joke, by the way. Professor of criminal justice at the California State University in Stanislaus has long argued that there is a link between a healthy diet and decreased aggressive behavior, as well as an increased IQ and school performance. Dr.
Schoenthaler.
Dr. Schoenthaler. That sounds so fucking gay.
Fucking
that's a homosexual.
Reading it like it's a fucking tech manual. Dr. Schoenthaler said put tab A into slot B.
Fine. Dr. Schoenthaler. Fine. Fine.
Wait, are you going to read it like a flamer? Dr. Schoenthaler, my buddy Steven.
Is well known for a youth detention center study where violations of house rules fell by 37%.
Wait. Casey Kasem, can I dedicate the next song?
When vending machines were removed from the cafeteria and replaced by canned food by fresh alternatives. He summarizes his findings by saying, having a bad diet right now is a better predictor of future violence than past violent behavior.
I like to eat Mexican food. Does that mean I'm going to run down to Tijuana anytime soon?
In very large tests, Schoenthaler directed a study in meals at L3 New York City schools in low-income neighborhoods, finding the number of students passing final exams increased by 16%.
Wow, 16% of people increased. Okay, 16. Take away a candy bar and you get 16% increase.
I doubt that.
I highly doubt that.
You know, candy bars are also a good money generator for schools. You can't get rid of them.
Have you seen Super Size Me?
No.
Okay. He actually talks about this. The guy who made Super Size Me, he goes into these schools that what they do is they feed these kids crap, right? And they make crap and junk food available, readily available.
Yeah.
You wonder what the school districts say and the schools say?
Hmm.
Well, you know, they probably brought a sack lunch, so this isn't supplement to their sack lunch.
Yeah. Did you have vending machines when you were in high school?
Actually, we had open campus, and even if I wasn't supposed to go to open campus,
cocksucker.
We would go over to the S&S grocery store.
We were locked down. We couldn't leave campus.
Yeah, we had open campus when I
went. We had a school shooting that prevented us from leaving.
Welcome to Glendale!
Yeah!
Neighbors to Los Angeles and Hell's Half Acre.
Okay, so how do you want me to read the next one?
I don't know. Go for it. Entertain me.
Critics have questioned some of Dr. Schoenthaler's findings due to lack of placebo control groups. However, more recent work by Dr. Bernhard Gesch,
next on KNPR,
a psychologist at the University of Oxford, has placed some of the work on more scientific footing. Dr. Gesch found
that the fuck are you calling a sports report? And Dr. Stephen has reported that the
fine. I'll do NASCAR. Dr. Gesch found a nutrition supplement produced a 26% drop in violations of prison rules over placebo and 37% decrease in violent offenses. The Netherlands has embarked on a wider scale dietary research program. 14 prisons.
Woo! Yeah.
That killed me. I haven't had any water to drink recently. Okay. What else now? What's going to be the next one? So I'm not going to... You want me to read it as a flamer then? Start being semen. No. That's disgusting, dude. Don't do that. It's like half the blowjob videos I have. Yes, I hope you choke on that delicious water. Choke. Die. Die. Die right now. You ever had those? Those cool videos.
What, have I had someone die on me? No.
Reminds me of this one video I have. Chick gives head to this guy, dude, and, like, he comes in her mouth, dude, and it rolls down his penis, but she slurps it back up, dude.
Yeah.
It's like you ever had a loogie that you suck back in, dude? She sucks his seed back off the shaft in her mouth.
How do we go from students eating better to loogie sucking shafts?
Maybe if we promote blowjobs in high school and teach girls to swallow, they'll live healthier. The short-term behavior consequences of ingesting sugar are well understood. An initial burst on energy followed by sugar low, which your body produces adrenaline.
Wait. So in other words, in the non-scientific matter, what happens is you do this. Nope. Candy bar.
Well, I'm going to call shenanigans in all this, personally. I don't think that the fucking junk food has a thing to do with their aggressive behavior. I mean, the fact of the matter is, we're talking about a fuck. First of all, he did a study in a youth detention center. Okay, this is a reform school to basically not only punish but to reform kids. Okay, so the fucking food is secondary. The fact that they actually had discipline introduced to their lives, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that had more to do with it.
I'm actually going to agree with you because, you know, he is doing this and not... You know, first off, the guy didn't do his placebo group or a control group who normally ate food and was tested on the same metrics. The thing is, though, the absolute thing is, if you're in an environment that's supposed to be for correcting students, you're going to get good behavior. That's actually old copy.
It's old copy?
Yeah, that's a Kentucky
story. Do you have another story?
They want me to read. Done.
Oh, they want me to read something.
We're done. Actually, I was going to say, this past Tuesday, I have to go get this, probably pick it up at Target or something. Warriors came out in DVD.
I've never seen that.
It's a great film.
We're going to have to watch that.
Definitely going to have to watch
that. I have Deadline Auto Theft. We're going to have to watch that, too.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. You got that, and we got to get that. Ah, shit. We ran out 4 fucking minutes early. We did it again.
Nuh-uh. We have plenty of things to talk about. Actually, you know what? Ray Nagin, the mayor of New Orleans, has a great new idea of how to rebuild New Orleans.
Oh, dear God. What does he want to say now?
Legalize gambling. Because gambling is the magical fucking...
Oh, my God.
Gambling is a forest. Apparently, you can cultivate it, and it doesn't take away from anything. Never mind people have to pay to gamble, hence take their money out of the economy.
Well, you know what? As far as I'm concerned, we're in Las Vegas, for those of you who haven't figured this out.
And ironically enough, he wants to have Las Vegas-style gambling. That's an official quote.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Fuck. I can tell you what the difference
is. What's the difference between Las Vegas-style gambling and fucking Indian casino gambling?
You can't play directly. You can't actually win shit. The thing about it is it's kind of pachinko parlors. You can't. Gambling's illegal in Japan.
Yes.
But with pachinko, you gamble and you can redeem things for cash. Hence, it's a workaround.
Right.
And what happens is when you win things on slot machines, instead of getting a cash payout, it gives you like these bingo cards.
No. Dude, we have that too. I mean, that's why whenever you put money into a cash machine, it's fucking credit. You don't
no,
put...
No.
Yes.
No.
Anytime
no.
you put any money, you
but
get
it
credit.
It pays out direct cash right
no,
there.
No, it does not.
It does.
It does not. You go to a slot machine tonight. You don't gamble. I do. Okay? Not that I have a problem with this, so don't even start.
I think it's time for an intervention.
Oh, here we go. No, dude. What you do is you put in your $5. You get, like, 20 credits or whatever. Jesus, we got a call this late? Let's figure out what they
Spank
want.
Spankwagon, you got 3 minutes.
Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air. Hello, Spankwagon Radio. You're on the air.
Okay.
So why don't
it's
we
good
just
listening?
We'll leave them on the line. They'll figure this out. Well, no, you
can you hear us now? Apparently,
well, they
cannot.
Called. They don't love us.
Okay,
no.
So yeah, I don't have time for that.
Whatever. The thing is, when you're dealing with gambling, you're actually getting credits. You're not able to cash out. What you do then is you take your chips, you take your voucher, then you take it to a cash cage. Then they exchange that voucher for cash. That's how it
not
works.
Always. When they kick out nickels and quarters at you, that's currency.
Ah, they don't do that anymore. Matter of fact, they pay out in tickets.
I can understand what you're saying there, but the fact is it's direct gambling.
Well,
tickets is not a regulation.
I see what you're saying.
It's not a legal regulation.
But it's how they're running things.
Maybe how they're running things, but it's not a legal regulation. They don't have to do it that way. However, in casinos, like Indian casinos and shit, it's very complicated. You have to, like, win punches on a bingo card, and then you win bingo through the bingo card and get whatever jackpot you've accumulated.
Right.
It's fucking stupid. But that's how they do it, because bingo's allowed.
Okay, I actually see what you're saying now, and I understand where I'm looking at it a little wrong.
Yeah.
Speaking of looking at things a little wrong, it's that time. Yes, kids, it's time for Claude Balls. It's time for us to start wrapping up the show, so we got a few things to say. Before we do wrap this whole caboodle up, first off, big thank you to a lot of people out there. First, big thank you to LVRocks.com for giving us studio space. Big thank you to, and we're going to say this, even though we're probably not being covered by them anymore. Big thank you for taking us for as long as you did for PureRockRadio.net. A big thank you to ExtremeRadioTampa.com. Also, don't forget to catch us on the pre-recorded side. You can catch us on MegaRock-Radio.com. I want to say a big thank you to kchost.net and also realmusicnetwork.com for picking our show. We also want to mention the Friends of Spankwagon, the people that stick with us, the people that push traffic and everything our way. Big thank you to All-Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, which is also archived here at Spankwagon, and VFTP.net. Also, a big thank you to the podcasting, and keep that going. And you know what? This is bugging the shit out of me. What the hell is going on here? You know what? Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up?
Not much. I just wanted to call and I'm not interrupting anything, am I? You guys are...
Well, we're trying to wrap up the show. Who is this?
I apologize.
No,
I'm sorry.
No problem. Forgive me. What, you got something important to say? We got a minute left.
I just wanted to say, don't beat yourself up about Pure Volume. There's a lot of internet service providers that are shutting down a lot of these internet radio stations.
Actually, you're right. They are. But, you know, one thing I believe in is making sure everybody gets the credit that they're due. Not beating myself up at all. Just making sure that everybody understands they are appreciated.
Definitely.
So, thanks for the input.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Later. Okay, well, now we got that out of the way. I was hearing thank you, bring my audio back up. Again, we say big thank you to the friends. Don't forget VFTP.net if I didn't mention them already. You can catch us every Friday, 7 o'clock Vegas time. I've been your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am Claude Balls.
And let's say goodbye to our engineer. Everybody have a great night. We will see you again next week.
It's not my fault.